What we have now, we finished Magid, and now we go on to the next mitzvah, which is eating the matzah, and then the mitzvah of eating the maror. So we start the meal. Now our meal is going to begin, like every Yom Tov meal, with a hamotzi. We take two whole matzahs, and we make hamotzi on them. And of course, we wash our hands first to make the blessing al netilas yadayim. And then we take the two matzahs. And like every Shabbos and every holiday, we have them covered with something to commemorate that the man was covered with dew. And we hold the two matzahs, right? Your challah on the table has the board under it and a challah cover on top of it. So too, the matzahs should have some kind of cover on top of them now. And we lift them in our hands after we washed our hands, and we make the blessing Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Matzah is also called Lechem.
With the cover on it?
What's brought in halacha is that one should leave the cover on till after the blessing. So we make the blessing Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Now, that blessing goes on all the matzah I'm going to eat, and primarily on these two whole matzahs, the top and the bottom matzah, because they are my lechem mishneh. But I have a mitzvah to eat matzah on this night that is different than every other Yom Tov. I have a mitzvah specifically to eat matzah, right? And matzah is lechem oni, the broken bread. So on the broken piece, I'm going to make the blessing right after I made hamotzi, al achilas matzah. And in order to signify this, what we do is we hold the matzahs together and we say Amotzi lechem min haaretz. Then we drop the bottom whole one, because that I don't need anymore. That was part of my lechem mishneh. Now this I made hamotzi on. On this I'm going to make al achilas matzah. My al achilas matzah is going to go on both of them, really. I make the blessing al achilas matzah, and then I eat a kezayis from this and a kezayis from this, leaning back. Now, my blessing al achilas matzah is to perform the mitzvah of matzah. And we don't talk now until we finish the performance of matzah. So we're going to eat matzah. Look in your agadas. Your agadas.
There's always major confusion at that point.
Just a second. So we're explaining things. Trying at least.
No, I'm saying when we get to that point in the Seder, it's always like,
if you speak, nothing happens. Ideally, you try not to speak now. Now, when you make the blessing al achilas matzah, it's going to refer to the matzah you're eating now as the matzah's mitzvah. We said the first matzah you eat is a special mitzvah. And there are some opinions that say it's specifically and only the last matzah you're going to eat, dafi koman. And we also eat a sandwich like Hillel ate. That's what's called korech. Hillel used to make a sandwich of matzah and the Pesach sacrifice and maror. And he said the pasuk says you should eat the Pesach sacrifice with matzah and maror. That means a sandwich. So we do a remembrance of that. We make a sandwich with the Pesach, with the matzah and the maror. But before we eat the maror, we have to make a blessing on the maror. So now after we've made a blessing on the matzah alone, we're going to make a blessing on the maror alone and eat a kezayis maror. And then we're going to put it together and do the remembrance for how Hillel used to eat a sandwich and eat that all together. And we don't speak until we finish that sandwich.
Imagine roasted lamb. That must be really good.
Okay, so let's wash. Oh, yeah.
We messed up the order.
What do you mean? Well, what can I eat?
ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם אשר קידשנו במצוותיו וציוונו על נטילת ידיים. Mm-hmm. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך עולם המוציא לחם מן הארץ. Now if this were the Seder,
then I would
make the second blessing before I ate.
Right.
I'd make the blessing al achilas matzah, and then I'd eat from the matzah. And I wouldn't be talking now. I'd be leaning on my side and eating my kezayis matzah. So now let's eat a kezayis matzah, which is a lot, as we said.
And what's some of the... I ate three matzahs already.
Hmm?
Eat them. I'm on my fourth matzah.
Now...
The horseradish?
Hmm?
The horseradish?
There are different customs as to whether or not we dip the matzah in salt. Ordinarily, we take our bread, and we say the bread is too plain alone, because most of their bread was like whole wheat bread. So in order to make it tastier, they would dip it in salt. Being that our matzah is made of sifted flour, it's not whole wheat, so it doesn't really require salt. And if we want to show that this is the poor man's bread, the matzah, so then poor men can't afford to dip in salt.
Right.
So that's why there's a custom not to dip in salt at the Seder, and there's also a custom, yes, to dip in salt. Both customs exist. There is a custom to eat eggs at the Seder.
There is a custom.
Tonight, there is such a custom to eat eggs, correct.
Why do you eat those eggs?
So now we're up to maror. We eat a kezayis maror, we dip it in the haroses, and yeah, you dip it in that, and you eat it. Whoever wants is welcome to eat mine. We make a blessing, al achilas maror, and we eat a kezayis maror. Rabbi Feinstein writes that if one is to use romaine lettuce leaves for maror, he should eat enough leaves that cover an area of 8 by 10 inches.
Whoa.
That's this by this. But if you're using the stalks, then you need an area of 3 by 5 inches.
Big difference.
Yeah, because it's thicker. We're going to end with that it's a mitzvah to recline throughout the meal.
Throughout the meal.
As you eat, you should recline. And mitzvah, we will continue tomorrow.